Police are gearing up for tomorrow's Anzac Day commemorations. Officers are doing their best to keep the public safe. Sweeping searches of Sydney's Anzac Day march route are being completed this afternoon, and that will go into the night tonight and also into tomorrow morning, I believe. More than 20 cross streets in the CBD will be blocked to reduce the risk of a vehicle-style terror attack. And despite all of this, New South Wales Police say there is no specific threat and they want everyone in the state to attend their local dawn service and support our veterans. The man who's keeping a close watch on all of this stuff, the Commander of Police Operations for Anzac Day, is Superintendent Mark Walton, and he's on the line. Superintendent, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
That's the message you want to get out there, isn't it? I mean, you guys are doing everything you can to keep everyone safe, but you don't want to be scaring people away on a day like Anzac Day.
Absolutely not, Ben. It's another Anzac event for us. We've been doing it for, you know, around that 100 years. I'm sure we've been supporting over all that time, and all the things we do for these operations for mass gathering, it's standard business for us. There isn't a specific threat, but we will be out in force to make sure people can come into the city and feel safe and secure and support our veterans and families.
And while it's standard practice, the practices and your techniques have got to constantly change, don't they, because of the changing nature of those threats around the world?
Yeah, look, in simple terms, yes, there is that that vehicle-borne threat. You know, so we've moved over the years from obviously traffic points with police and trellises to moving with police and barriers to ensure we get in the road of anyone on the roadway trying to move into where those mass gatherings are, and particularly the march tomorrow.
So it'll be an early start for many officers around the state tomorrow?
Yes, I'm not looking forward to that alarm for 1 o'clock, but if we put ourselves in the digger's shoes, we should never complain.
Good luck to all of the men and women wearing blue tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Superintendent Mark Walton, who's the Commander of Police Operations for Anzac Day. And yes, that, well, there's no specific threat, as he said a number of times, but they have had to alter their arrangements because of some of these vehicle-style terror attacks that we've seen around the world, including in Melbourne CBD not too long ago.